Blog Talk Radio.
Like it or not, with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. A very special love shout to everyone that is affected from the Navy Yard shooting in D.C. 12 has been confirmed dead. The shooter, well, one of the shooters is confirmed dead. But the media is so reckless. I mean, you know how the media does. They throw out all kinds of stuff. So I won't say too much until the complete investigation is over with. But it does make you wonder. Well, it makes me wonder. You know, you think about the NSA. You think about there's no solid answers on the Boston bombing. And then you think about Benghazi. Things are happening here or affecting us here. And we better take note. This is not easy. But we have to really start paying attention. Now, we're going to get to that. And I have to say love and prayers to those who have been killed. Love and prayers to the friends, families, everyone that's been affected. We're praying for you. Now, I'm going to get to the controversial email that I have received in just a moment. But I'm going to bring in a very special co-host, and I'm glad to have her back. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only TJ.
Special co-host.
Yes, stranger.
So you got to excuse background because I'm actually at someone's home, so maybe
okay.
A little loud at times. But I'm a mute. But hi, I'm glad to be here. Hi, everybody who's listening.
All right. Well, that's great. And don't you be a stranger because I'm going to call you stranger now. So
no.
We have to kind of like see more, you know, get to hear you more, and then the stranger name will leave.
All right.
Okay. Now, everybody out there, I know TJ may have something to say about this, but I'm going to read a controversial email and I will respond. I want you all, after hearing what I'm going to read, if you would like to call in and respond, or you have any reaction, whether you agree or you disagree, give me a call at area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. And you can stop by and, you know, give us your take on it.
Okay.
Are you ready there, TJ?
I don't know.
I know I wasn't ready for it.
I know you weren't. You wasn't
no.
ready for it.
No, I wasn't. So I'm going to read this email from Deontay. Deontay, I hope I'm pronouncing it. It seemed like it's spelled Deontay. Should be pronounced that. And Deontay is from Chicago, Illinois. Deontay writes, Mike, I've been listening to your show for a while, and so I have no problem in saying that you're an effing sellout ass N-word.
Oh, wow.
All you do is put our people down. You hate Obama because you hate yourself. You hate Obama because you hate blacks, you lost piece of blank. You don't want to be called African American? Shameful. You expect the man, Obama, he's talking about, you don't expect the man, you expect the man to fix Bush's tragedies in one day? Unreal. Blacks are always the hardest towards our own. I ain't never seen you open your mouth to say anything bad about the white folks. You only open your mouth to, I can't repeat that, but let's just put it this way. He's talking about fellatio. I'm going to let, and the email continues, say, I'm going to let everyone I see know that you a effing Uncle Tom and a porch monkey. So keep hating your own to please Whitey, Uncle Ruckus. P.S. Suck my D.B. Y'all know what that means. There you have it. That was Deontay. Now, Deontay, I want to let everyone know that I've emailed Deontay. I told him that this show, I gave him the time that the show was going to air. We're going to do it live. You're going to put. We're going to open up the phone lines, and I invite you. And I invited him on the email. Call in. Put your voice to it. Be a man about it, and we can talk about it. Area code 347-826-9357. You got the email. You didn't respond. But let's see how bold you are and want to discuss facts and not insults.
And that's all
what do you think about that, though? Do you have anything?
Yeah, because the only thing he brought was insults. Apparently, you haven't been listening to the show, you know, long enough to hear you bash a lot of people. I mean, of all races, I wouldn't say you wouldn't bash, but you talk about what's wrong. It ain't about what race. You talk about the problem.
It's unbelievable.
And for
it's unbelievable.
This person to, just all those words, it was unnecessary. It lets me know what type of person, you're dealing with. Like, oh, okay. Only thing you can do is bring insults, but what other facts do you have?
That's all they have. That's all they have. And I'm going to break it down, and I hope he calls. I really do. I hope he calls. I doubt he will because I think he's a coward. But I'm going to attack him, and there's nothing more than attacking people with facts. You don't have to play the same game that they play. You don't have to stoop down to the level that they do. But you can attack them with facts.
Mm-hmm.
And my response is pretty simple. I'm so tired, I'm so sick, and I'm so worn out from these so-called pro-blacks. They call themselves pro-blacks.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking like he's oh so pro-black. But he's pro-black for one person, which is Obama. But you have a lot of people that are pro-black talk and base every race on that one person, but have hatred for their neighbor. Hatred for the man that's going to the different school. Hatred for a man that dressed differently. Hatred for your own women. But yet you're pro-black. You're pro-black because of just one person, Obama. What race does that have to do with it, Deontay? We could talk about sports. We could have a different thing in sports. I love my Chicago White Sox. You may be a fan of the Chicago Cubs. So does that make me a sellout? Because I differ with you? What if we praise God differently? You may be a Catholic. I may be a Mormon. It may be a different way of Christianity, but we got that. Does that make me? Does race have to something to do with that? What about movies? My favorite movie of all time is The Godfather. Your favorite movie of all time may be Soul Plane. We may have a different view on that. Does that make me racist because of movie tastes? Everybody has different opinions. Everybody has a different view on things. There's some people that may agree with Obama. There's some people that don't. What does race have to do with it? Now, I'm going to break it down. I care about each and every one of you all. Regardless of race, I love Americans. The bottom line is, I'm a conservative. I'm a hardcore conservative. And you know what hardcore conservatives do? Which is like the Tea Party, libertarians and such. We don't care about Democrats and Republicans. We care about America. So, you guys on the other races, yes, I care about you all, but let me deal with my black people, because this brother is black and he dealt with me. And that was the purpose of my whole show. So, not the complete purpose, but let me deal with this in a black brother, my brother sense. You hear me? So let me just take care of this. You proved, Deontay, that your only purpose of voting for Obama was because he was black. Isn't that anti-Dr. King? I bet you $1 billion, Deontay, that you constantly post quotes from Dr. King, even though you're a diehard liberal and he was a Republican. Doesn't that make him a sellout, sir? Dr. King fought for not just black people, but for all races. And for people not to be judged from the color of their skin, but the content of their character. Right, Deontay? So that means if you voted for Obama simply because of color of skin, which you did because you wouldn't come back at me with color of skin, then you didn't judge him from the content of his character. You're supposed to judge somebody from their works, what they do, not from their skin tone. That means you alleviated the dream that Dr. King has. I stand up for my black people not being dependent on welfare and being proud of it. I'm proud of that I stand up for my black people to not have excuses and have personal responsibility. I stood up. I make the song called Gang Bang for Peace. If we're going to gang bang at all, we better gang bang for love and stand up for one another to stop the killing. So I'm the sellout. We as black people, I'm trying to stop blacks from aborting the children. We're number one in the nation in abortions. Does that make me a sellout? I want to have women to have sexual self-control, which is personal responsibility, and not let these men take advantage of them. Does that make me a porch monkey? I want fair education for black people. Quality education. And air conditioning. Something that the politicians don't have. That makes me a sellout. I don't want my black people to be stuck in ignorant thinking and stupidity. I want them to be better parents. I want them to curb teenage pregnancies. I want to stop these race-baiting crooks from making money off of us thinking emotionally and not intellectually. Does that make me a sellout? Area code 347-826-9357. We have a call.
Okay.
I would love to get this reaction. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Michael.
Brian.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's Brian, everybody. This is Brian from Liberty Drive. You all know I talk about him. Blog Talk Radio every Sunday. You know how he gets down. Brian, thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely. I told that call in. Anyway, here's what I want to say. I know you got short time here. that letter you read, it was very interesting how it didn't have one bit of substance in it. It was just personal attacks. And this is what people on the left do, or people who drink that Kool-Aid. They can't argue the facts with you. They got to insult you. They got to put you down, try to shame you into not speaking. And, you know, okay, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm not a black person, okay? But I'm just going to tell you from a distance what I see.
Right.
What, name one area where Obama has lifted the black community as a result of his policies.
Exactly.
One. Name one. It doesn't exist.
I really can't think of one. I'm trying to, but I can't think of one.
And not coming through here.
Yeah. How's the unemployment rate? How's the crime?
Oh, abysmal.
How's drug use? How's everything? Right down the line, it's worse.
Absolutely worse.
And for the country as a whole as well, not just in the black community. He hasn't done one thing that's improved anything.
Right, exactly. If anything, he's improved the arms of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, that's where the weaknesses are.
Yeah. It's absolutely unbelievable. But yet we have, Brian, we have people that the reason why I want to lift, they say that I'm so horrible and just bad. What's wrong with having the mind to lift everybody up, especially including my people? Because we put so much effort in, and I've seen people bring their kids to the Trayvon Martin protest. I mean, but they don't put one effort in holding these politicians responsible for jobs, for education, to stop the violence, or to put some kind of effort as far as being more harsh on crime, on these criminals. We have people walking around that back in the day, in my day, we used to be ashamed to receive welfare. We used to be ashamed. We didn't want to tell anybody. Now we lift it up like it's one of the greatest things in the world. And I want to stop that. Is there anything wrong with that?
Yeah, well, he's created a culture where it's fashionable to be dependent on the government. And it's not, there's nothing to be proud of there. I mean, it's a safety net. It's not meant to be a lifetime thing. It's meant to help you get out of a tough spot and get back on your feet. It's not meant to keep you there for the rest of your life. But that's where he wants you, so you'll keep voting for him.
Exactly. And that's their plan. I always said that their plan is to live and die on welfare, and they don't understand that it was originally TAPN, which is Temporary Assistance Program for the Needy.
Mm-hmm.
It was temporary. And it's something to help you move up, not to lay in, because you will never be successful depending on – the government is not going to do anything for you, because it's not really the government paying. They don't have money. They're not taking it out of their pockets. It's on the taxpayers.
The other thing, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So you go ahead, Brian.
We talk about this a lot. It goes out. It's out there. But the Democrat Party is invested in people being poor. They need people to be poor and preferably ignorant and not knowledgeable about the issues. Do you really think they want you to get ahead in life, to move to a higher station in life? They don't, because you won't vote for them, because you won't need them. They need you to be poor.
Exactly.
And by you, I mean all of us. I'm not just talking about one group.
Right. Spot on. Spot on, Brian, because, you know, they also need us to continue the gangbang. Bobby Rush said, the senator of congressman, he said that Mark Kirk's assessment of gang violence is a myth. It's non-existent. It doesn't exist. And I said, what a buffoon. How can a buffoon turn around and say that there's no gang problem? Oh, but I thought about it. This is what they need. They need drive-by shootings. They need people to – it seems that way. because there's no jobs being produced. There's some people out there, and a lot of people say, oh, your dog, you dog out black people. No, I'm talking about everyone. But there's a lot of people that do want to work, that do need jobs. But there's, I can't tell everybody, hey, you know what you do? You need to go out there and get jobs, because there's none out there, because there's high taxes. There's businesses failing because of that. There's Obamacare. They're spending ridiculously, and we are continuing to hire the same idiots with different names, and they're continuing to take us down and the country.
Yep. And you know, the other thing, Michael, the propaganda of the left, of the Democrats, is so seductive. Because when you hear it, at first it sounds good, and they prey on people that don't follow the issues or examine the issues. When you, like, take an example like the minimum wage, Obama's trying to get that increased now. People say, well, you deserve to make a living wage. Well, that sounds good. Who wouldn't be behind that? But what he doesn't tell you is the reality is the number of jobs is going to shrink when they do that.
Exactly. And how many times has that been done, Brian? It's been done down through the years. Everybody's been raising this and raising that. Oh, we're going to raise it again. Raise it up. I remember when it was $3.35 an hour, minimum wage. And now it's all, how far are we going to go? $25 an hour?
Yep. And you know what? Some people might think that Obama and his people have created these brand new policies and just give them a chance. They're old policies. They're not brand new, like cutting edge ideas. They've been around forever, and they never worked.
Exactly. And I just want everybody to, you know, Brian, TJ, I want you all to know this, and I want everybody out there that's listening to know this. I care. The fact of conservatives, that we care no matter what people try to say. There's nothing more liberating than getting stuff for your own self, to say that I've accomplished something. What is wrong? What is so mad in Uncle Tom-ish and Uncle Ruckus about wanting people, especially your own people, to say, I've made it. I've done this myself. I can't. The people talk about 40 acres and a mule. We got it. And it's called opportunity. Mm-hmm. This is the land of opportunity. And we have a chance to get it. And if you don't get it, see, in life, there are winners and losers. If you choose not to take advantage of opportunities, you will become a loser. And I want people to become winners. But we cannot become winners if we don't stand together. We keep throwing darts at people. And we don't come together and say, wait a minute, this politician is talking junk and is setting us up to fail. Here we are. They're throwing darts at me. And not the drive-by shooters. They're throwing darts at me. And not these crooked bloodsuckers who suck the money out of our hands, out of the hoods, because they pump in hate. There's people that say, I don't care. That don't affect me because the people are being murdered. They don't say anything. They make efforts when Trayvon Martin was murdered. But over 90% of crimes are brought by our own selves. And I speak out about it, and I'm a porch monkey. Why haven't you called in yet? Why haven't you called in yet? I defended hip hop. I defended, and I play indie artists, and I continue to do that. I don't care if it's Dead Fresh. I don't care if it's Big Nasty. I don't care if it's X-Phase. I throw down with them, and I defended hip hop. Where are you? And we got these fools out here coming in.
The only thing that they're going to do is just spread hate, you know, just call you all kind of names, but then don't have anything else to say afterwards. Because it can't come with anything.
Can't come with no kind of facts. I'll tell you one thing is a fact.
They can't come with anything. They just come with insults. That's it.
And you know what's a fact, TJ?
Mm-hmm.
Brian and TJ, this is a fact. We have a president that no matter what we talk about, I'm so glad you called in, because you all have to catch this episode. The real Terry McAuliffe. And it's on Liberty Drive, okay, right on Blog Talk Radio. You have to listen to it from beginning to end. And at the end, he talked about how the president always dodges responsibility. Recently, the reports came that the financial gap between the rich and poor has widened. You know what the president's done? He didn't say, well, I have a bad economic policy. I don't know how to fix the economy. I screwed up. No. You know what he said? He said it's Congress's fault. Everything is this man's fault. Everything is. First, he so arrogantly always says that I'm the president. Don't forget that I am the president. But he arrogantly always reminds us that. But when everything comes out in against his favor, that's not in his favor, Bush is the president. The Congress is the president. You are the president. The white man is the president. Everybody is not the president. Come on. Come on, Mr. President. Step up. Step up and at least admit that you're a screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And this idiot is a screw up too, Mr. Deontay. And here we are. We have about less than 4 minutes to go on the show. And you haven't called in yet because you have no facts.
Michael, he'll never call in because if he had to argue the facts with you, you'd destroy him.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be, the only thing you'll be is Porsche Monkey's Uncle Tom and whatever the other name, you know. No facts, just throw those at you.
He would reveal his ignorance in about 5 seconds.
Right.
Exactly.
just over
just
before
like
it begins. But I tell you, I mean, what does he expect? That's what I would have asked him. What would you expect me to do? Would you expect me to be quiet and let things go on and accept things as it is? Do you want me to go on and continue to just say, you know what? That's good. You stay on welfare. You live and die on welfare. You don't live up to your full potential. You keep aborting your babies. You keep having sex every time the wind blows and not be responsible. We have a president that is not responsible, and he's showing people that you don't have to be responsible. I'm not responsible, so neither should you. I'm messing up the country. I'm taking down the American dollar, but it's not my fault. It's what Bush did. You are in your fifth, just like what Brian said, this is his fifth year as president. When are you going to get Bush's name out of your lips? It's not about black. It's not about white. It's not about in between. It's about America. It's about you and I. It's about people that's living in this great country. And you think you don't have a job now.
Obamacare.
This thing happens. Yes. Wait till that happens. And this is going to be unbelievable. You're really going to be squeezed out. And I remember when Ronald Reagan said one of the worst mistakes that he has made was amnesty. Now we have a president that's doing the same thing with more illegals. Way more than what it used to be. I can go on and on and on. It's not about race, guys. We are living, this time is rough. It's getting rougher. And we can't continue to drink this juice. We got to stop thinking in our own little stupid world where race matters. Get out of that and start thinking about us as Americans, our future, our children, and our children's children. That's what we have to think about. The power is not in him. He's supposed to be serving us. Any last words, you all?
Michael, I want to congratulate you on your success. You are doing fantastic things with this show, and I hope you keep it up. And stay safe, my friend. You are like a modern-day Paul Revere. You're warning people of what's to come, and the ignorant people don't listen. That's their loss. You're telling the truth, and please don't stop doing it.
Thank you, Brian. And I'll be tuning in, man. Great show.
Thank you.
Much love, brother.
All right, stay safe.
TJ, any last words?
Oh, I definitely copy what Brian has said. Because, you are just, man, doing awesome things, bringing knowledge around, you know?
I promise I won't stop. I promise I won't stop.
I promise. You know,
because I care about not just my black people, but I care about my people, period, God's people. We're all God's children. and I care about that. And it's not about black and white. It's about right and wrong.
Join
us tomorrow. We're running out of show. Join us tomorrow on SmackTongue.com, 8 o'clock Eastern, man. I love each and every one of you all. I love Brian. I love TJ. And as always, I leave you by saying peace, love, and keep doing.
Ow.